Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This young lady in Kentucky, I mean, you got to hear this. You're going to hear in just a moment. But this young lady in Kentucky is being reported by Yahoo Sports, but it's actually the NBC affiliate LEX18. She goes to Whitley County High School in Kentucky, and she's a crossroads runner. Mm-hmm. And here she was, you know, signing
cross country.
Cross country, yeah, cross country. I was thinking about evangelism. Cross the road. Did you think about crossing the road? You know, you get your numbers, they draw numbers or whatever. There's obviously a lot of runners. Mm-hmm. And the numbers went up into the hundreds or whatever. And her coach, and she's obviously a Christian girl, and her testimony from what they're saying, is the coach draws her number out. Mm-hmm. And her number is 666. It's just, she would have had to wear that as a on her, as an apron, they call mm-hmm. it. But as you have to wear that mm-hmm. on your to identify yourself. And there, she's like, can you pull another one? Because I am not going to wear that number.
Right.
I am not going to wear that number. And it's important to understand, too, that is Revelation chapter, 13? John's pulling that out while we're talking. That what she's talking about here, and you might not know it if you haven't, you know, studied the book of Revelation here, but he says that the number of Lucifer's name and his role is the number of man. It's 666. And so when you see those numbers, obviously we have, it's not,
it's Revelation 13:18.
Revelation 13:18 is so it's so significant. So this young girl's spirit of God was on her, obviously, and she's going like, I'm not going to wear Lucifer's number. Mm. Not that it had power, obviously, not that it had power over her, because she's like, don't think so. I don't care. Not going to do it. Just not going to do it. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it. And you got to hear this. Hear this, what happened here with this young lady. It will bless your heart and her coach. And those watching, you can see it on Christian Television Network.
It would have been her third time running this race.
I've trained since June for this race.
And if she won the regional, it would have been her first time competing for the state championship.
Oh, I was so nervous. I thought about it all week.
But on the seventh day of last week, nerves turned to frustration because of a different number.
The numbers and the course map and such that, you know, we get. And
Whitley County High School cross country coach Gina Crowley knows her students. So when she pulled a number assigned to junior Cody Thacker.
I saw it and I was like, whoa. And I said, I don't think she will wear that number.
It's the mark of the beast. That's what the Bible says.
Thacker couldn't bring herself to run while wearing 666 because of her faith. So she and her coach tried to get a different number. They asked three different officials. They were told no three different times.
I didn't want to risk my relationship with God to try to take that number.
A spokesperson with Kentucky High School Athletic Association told us it wasn't brought to their attention that the request was because of religious beliefs, adding that if they knew, they would have changed the number.
I told them that it had to do with my religion and the way I believed.
For those who know Thacker, it's easy to believe what happened next.
I told them to mark out my name because it makes me sick just thinking that my name was associated with that number.
I couldn't have been prouder if she had won the entire regional race.
There won't be any more races for Thacker this season. She's now focused on next year, ready to keep running without running away from her beliefs.
That is amazing. Wow. Isn't that awesome. So encouraging?
Yes.
You've got to see it. If you didn't get to see that on Christian Television Network, you need to see that on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And give a shout out to this coach and this young lady.
That's awesome.
And I mean, you think about it. He's like, even Lucifer knows that's his number. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know. I mean, everybody. I mean, how many builders of buildings inside of Manhattan do they skip the floor 13? I mean, how many times do they? I mean, there's numbers. Some numbers people just know. It's like, I'm trying to find the 13th floor. And it's like, I'm trying to find the 666 number. Well, you're not going to have that number. Mm-hmm. We're going to go from 665 to 667, right? And it's like, come on. And then say that doesn't even know it. But so cool is, this is who we got to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's being the light. She's standing up. And she gave up, by the way. Sir, who says you can't give up a raise, that you can't give up this or that for what going with God. She gave up her hope and her desire as a runner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a runner. I mean, imagine that all of a sudden your whole vision was to say, you know, I am going to be in the Air Force. I'm going to be in the Air Force. You've trained your whole life. You're like the third Air Force child, you know, generation thing. And all of a sudden, you see something like, I don't know. They say, let's pull God out of the Air Force. Let's just pull God totally out of the Air Force. Mm. And we will not have any loyalty to God in the Air Force. I'm just saying, right?
Right.
I'm just saying. That wouldn't happen, would it?
I don't know.
It did happen. That did happen.
It has happened.
That happened. And it just so happened, that's when, if you didn't hear it, that's when that the Lord began to speak immediately.
Yeah.
And the Air Force is going to be under attack. And what was interesting to me was, is everything, but was the new mayor of New York that just got elected.
De Blasio.
How do you say it in German? Anyway, the... his colors were Russian and China, the colors of his campaign.
Wait, really?
And that was what God showed us, was red aircraft chasing American Air Force.
That's right.
And it's so amazing how, you know, folks think that they're actually having their own protection, that you know, I've built bigger barns now, so I don't have to worry about food. And right. I got a great job. I got a 401k and a 401j. You know what I'm saying? I got everything that I need. I don't need nothing. I got it totally made. Mm. Poor, naked.
Pitiful.
And blind. Think about it. Mm. And it's like, do you see how quickly when you pulled God out of the Air Force and said, took it, obviously moving us over into the next phase. If you have not yet heard, you got to get this week's special offer, Is America Under God's Judgment? And there's three phases, and you're looking at that is a phase.
Mm-hmm.
When you fail to acknowledge God, what happens? And you're seeing the fruit of these different things. So you can actually, you can know what's going on, and you'll know what to do, because God's desire is for us to be saved and the nation to be, to serve him and to live and not die.
Mm-hmm.
And so here they were. The same week that they said, let's just pull God out, you know, then all of a sudden God shows, you know, a prophet in Colorado, you know, Brett Holderbaum, shows him the Air Force being chased by a red aircraft. And the same week, potentially, it was just the following week, a mayor who brags on, wasn't a, you know, mayor-elect, I guess, brags on the fact that his greatest moments was his communism. I believe that he's taken his honeymoon in Russia and something else in Cuba.
Wow.
I don't know, it's reported, I can't tell you that. And but he was supported like by 70% of New York. And it's just, you know, Satan is a deceiver.
Mm.
He's a deceiver. So he's gonna tell you things that agree with the right part of you. I don't know, like an angel of light, you know, disguised as one. So he's gonna tickle those areas of your life that you're going, yes, this is exactly righteous. Mm. But then his motives are different. His outcomes are different. His Alinskyisms are different. Where he's going with this thing is not where you think he's going. He's going to camps and trains and showers that use something other than water. I mean, it's not going to be good. And so you can't just buy. You got to know. He says, you listen. He says, know those who you labor with. Know those who you walk among. How can you walk together lest you agree? And this is the agreement. The agreement is, you know, Jesus. Mm. Who is Jesus to you? Who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel? Who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to you?
Mm-hmm.
I got to know this. And then you go, okay, now let's go stand on a stage and let's have the same dialogue from the world. And if you'll do that with me, I'll begin to think about having a public relationship like that with you. Mm-hmm. But right now there's so many people deceived. And so there's two justice movements going on. And one justice movement is some sort of communism, socialistic utopia thing that ends up with bondage and death, hundreds of thousands dying. And the other is God's justice, which happens at the cross of Christ.
Mm.
And you've got to choose. The choice is before you. You're going to have to choose America. Church in America, you're going to have to choose who is your God. Is Baal your God? Is the work of your hand your God? Or is God, whose son is Jesus Christ, your God? I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network. which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.